Welcome to hour number two of the Internet Advisor. Hi, I'm Foster Brown, and we've got a great crew of experts in studio here to answer your questions about your computers. Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, Kel Carson, and also Justin Coffey from Red Level. He's here as a Microsoft consultant and will be helping us to answer your questions about Windows 10 or anything else that you've got to ask a question about. 800-859-0957 is the number. That's 800-859-0957. Back to answer your questions in just a minute. Welcome back. It's hour number two of the Internet Advisor, Foster Brown, along with the crew here, and a very special guest in studio. That's Mr. Justin Coffey. He is the Microsoft expert for Red Level Cloud Consulting out of Novi. And Justin, thank you so much for being back with us.
No, it's great to be back. I missed you guys.
I know. It's a ball having you here with us. And you've got some very special resources here, in other words, folks, in studio right now for you to give us a call and get you in line so you can get some questions answered. The number is 800-859-0957. That's 800-859-0957.
And just like in Chicago, call early, call often.
And what we want to talk about is, July 29th was the last day for the free Windows 10 update.
Windows 10,
Now, what Microsoft is doing August 2nd is they're going to be releasing a lot of enhancements to their existing Windows 10 product.
Right,
they're not necessarily security updates, a lot of enhancements, a lot of stuff we won't notice, but there are a few things we're going to notice. Right, Justin?
Yeah, we are. So one big one that we kind of talked about was Microsoft Edge. It wasn't the greatest. And I know we talked about that for a second, but really it's making it that modern browser. We learned a lot. There was a lot of feedback given. It's going to look better. So websites will render a lot better than they used to. And that's a big fix. Two, and this is a huge one, and I think people don't always look at it, it's the extensions for the web browser.
Yes.
With Chrome, we're so used to it where you have the Pinterest add-on. You have things like Pocket to bookmark websites.
Evernote,
all these different
for me,
things.
Is a big one.
Yeah, Evernote, LastPass, and the list goes on and on, and of course our ad blockers. So it's things like that those are now going to be available, and there's going to be some great ones right on Tuesday when the anniversary update's launched. And again, I think one other part where we're talking about laptops and being mobile, with Edge, the tests have shown that it's up to 70% better than its competitive products when it comes to battery life. That's huge. Mm. Because what are we doing when we're on the go? We're probably on a website.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And the other thing with it, if I remember, Microsoft has Hello, which is a form of logging in, and I'm not sure if it was related to the swiping of the screen where you can touch various points on your screen and log in, but you're Microsoft Surface 4 has an infrared camera on there that does facial recognition. And if I remember correctly, Edge also can incorporate that Hello feature so you can authenticate using your
So instead
Microsoft
of a fingerprint,
Hello.
They would use your push.
Yes.
It is. And honestly, this is probably the most favorite feature that's come to Windows 10, just for something you use so often during the day. We all know that passwords aren't fun. You know, we all have our lists and trying to keep track of all that. It's why we have things like LastPass and all these things. With Windows Hello, it uses an infrared camera and biometrics, so you can do fingerprint and stuff like that. But the big one's the infrared camera that looks at your face, and that's your new login. That is your password, and that's unique to you. So with Microsoft Edge, not only are with Windows, you can log in with your face, but now you're going to be able to log into websites and Windows Store apps with your face versus remembering that password.
You get that terrible smile.
Well, you know, the first,
thing, wicked smile
the
on
first
your face.
Thing that came to mind to me was like, click with my camera, walk up to this laptop. Hey, look at this. Bam, am I in?
Now, that's huge. And let's make sure that we cover this point. So this is a feature where you're going to have two cameras on your device. You're going to have your traditional camera where it's just doing a flat portrait of yourself, but with the infrared camera, it's looking at the actual details of your face in kind of more of a 3D way. It's looking in with crazy algorithms that I can't even begin to imagine.
Oh, you got a zip coming in. Yep.
Exactly. So actually, there is a test. So a picture won't work because it's just a picture. Microsoft did a test with identical twins, and it worked perfect.
Yep. I heard about that.
That is fascinating.
If we can go back to Edge for a hot second, because I haven't touched it in a long, long time, but one thing that drove me nuts about Edge is they took the URL bar and put it on the bottom of the screen. Can I put it wherever I want in the new Edge?
Let's find out on Tuesday.
Okay.
Honestly, with Edge, it's I think a newer way to do some things. Microsoft's really trying to find ways to make the experience better. There are definitely some differences compared to Internet Explorer and Chrome and Firefox, and the list goes on. But I think, again, with that feedback cycle that Microsoft's getting, we're going to get the product that we want.
And if I remember correctly, Edge's browser address line disappeared, which was frustrating.
It did.
But that was a year ago, right?
Yep.
So now what's happened is most of us have received our iPhones and our Android devices, and guess what's happening to the default browser address bar on those? They disappear. So we're becoming more accustomed to that and won't be such a slap in the face as it was. But another thing was Microsoft Defender.
Is
changing. And you want to talk briefly about that. There's a lot of stuff going in the background. But one of the things that the users can do is actually schedule quick scans, which that feature ridiculously was not there before. But you said that Microsoft Defender had invested a huge amount of money.
Yeah, so a big shift, because Microsoft Security Store over the years has gone up and down, and we all, I think, remember Microsoft Security Essentials. When it was launched, it was great.
Yeah, and
then it kind of went away. It didn't perform as good in the test.
Mm.
Well, what we've seen in the last 12 months from Microsoft is they've invested $1 billion with a B in security. Wow. And that's across all workloads, because Windows 10 is a cloud operating system. It's not the status quo for operating systems that we've seen in the past from them. So when you're going to enable this cloud operating system, you need to make sure that you're secure, because the threats are different, and Microsoft's seen and recognized that.
Excellent.
All right. We're going to take time to remind you again. Our phone number is 800-859-0957. And Sam from Holly, I want you to hang on. We're going to get to you in just a minute when we get back. And for the rest of you who are calling in, 800-859-0957. This is a great program for you. Give us a call. Justin Coffey is here from Red Level to help answer those questions about Microsoft and the new Windows 10 and the upcoming update as well. All that coming up as we continue in the second hour of the Internet Advisor. 800-859-0957. Welcome to hour number two, and I want to thank Mike Stetz. He is doing double duty behind the glass there, both as our engineer and producer. So thank you for your patience as Mike works both to run the program here and to set up your call with us. And we're going to get to them, and let's start right now with Sam from Holly. Sam, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you here this afternoon?
Yes, I've been hearing a lot about Windows 10, today.
Mm-hmm.
And for the past couple of years, I've always been told, stay away from Windows 10. You know, when I haven't even had instances where Microsoft, when I would shut down my laptop or computer,
mm-hmm.
Windows 10 would try to force itself on my computer.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know, why do people keep saying stay away from Windows 10, only trust Windows 8?
Well, I think the people here will probably agree with me on this, that is kind of like an old wives' tale, to be very honest with you. Windows 10 is, there's all sorts of very good reasons to move to it. Some people can't because of, you know, how old their machines are and the operating systems they have. But, for instance, Sam, well, how old is your computer?
My wife, she has a Lenovo. I've had it about a year and... In about a year.
It came with Windows 8.
It probably came with, yeah. It did.
And for Windows 8 users, it would have been the best option. I mean, unless you really loved Windows 8, I always considered Windows 10 a service pack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it fixed a lot of the problems with Windows 10. It gave you your desk
with Windows
back,
8,
your start button. Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's the way I looked at it. So
I might be a little more bold. If you're running Windows 8, you should be on Windows 10. That is concrete.
Well, it's too late now to get a free upgrade.
You might, but what might have happened is you buy it with Windows 8 and Windows 10 was included, and you can still get it.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's different. So it's shipped, but you were included with that. But if you're running Windows 8 or 8.1, you should move to Windows 10 because you're going to have a better experience.
But it causes a bunch of problems, though.
It depends. What kind of? It's more of you're using it for yourself. It's, do you have any special programs that you're using? Because that's really the only area that you're really going to run into problems.
Yeah, and the only problem I ran into with a Lenovo is that Lenovo does not provide updated video drivers for their lower end Lenovo Idea pads, and so sometimes the videos crash in every web browser. And unfortunately, and the same thing with Sony Vaio. Sony's are bad because they no longer manufacturing. If your computer didn't come with Windows 8.1, or 8 and you have Windows 7, you could forget about them providing drivers. So don't even try to update those.
Cal, you were going to say something?
Well, being the Apple guy in the room, just for the fun of it, can you put Windows 10 on when you have 8? And then if you don't like it, can you roll it back still?
Yep.
Yes. Well, you could have.
Well, you could have for free up until yesterday.
Now you pay for it. Well, so, actually, you could still go to Microsoft's website, download it for 30 days, and if you like it, it's free for the first 30 days. And then if you like it, then you could buy it. If not, then you uninstall it and go back to Windows 8.
So one of the ways you can go about it is that you can go ahead and try it, see how it works out on your computer. And if it comes out that it doesn't work very well, you just take it off, put 8 back on, and you're good to go.
And on newer computers like Windows 8, more than likely you're not going to lose it. Your computer's not going to crash. Your data is not going to be unrecoverable. Older computers that were running Windows 7, early Windows 7, or even people that tried it with Vista and tried to install it, you know, those people, because they had older hard drives and older hardware, they didn't go, the Windows updates didn't go so well.
Yeah. Sam, you said this is about a year old.
What about XP?
What about Windows XP?
Yeah, don't even try it.
Yeah.
No, don't even try it.
Okay.
So Sam, your wife's computer, though, it sounds like it's only a year old. It's a Lenovo, right?
Right. She has 8.1.
Okay, well, there's a possibility that she was given a Windows 10 with that to upgrade, or a free upgrade.
No, it was 8. It was 8.
And then she upgraded to 8.1.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, then, you know, unfortunately.
Well, she's happy the way it is.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to move to 10. No. Yeah. You can stay at 8.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate that, you know, you were given an opinion that we don't share.
Yeah.
My father always said everyone is entitled to their own opinion, no matter how wrong it is. Right? and I think that you know, if she stays on 8, it won't be as secure, won't be as fast, won't have some of the bells and whistles that you'll have eventually. And then when that computer finally dies, you'll get one with Windows 10 on it.
Yeah, and I would buy with Windows 10 on it. Yeah. And at that point,
but that'll
it will
be
happen.
A few years away, and she'll be a little disadvantaged between now and then. But will be all.
Probably not critically. Okay, Sam?
But not critically. You know, you'll still be able to use a computer. You just won't be able to use all the neat upgrades, and it won't be as secure.
Yeah, and one last thing. It came with Windows 8 8.1. I would check where you bought it, and it might have given you the key to actually get to 10. Yeah. Because if it was a year ago, that was when it was launched.
They weren't shipping them
with Windows 10 yet, but they'd give you the product key. So make sure so that way you don't waste unnecessary money.
Well, where did she buy it, Sam? Or where do you buy it?
Michael Center.
Yeah, I would take it over there and just check.
They're really good over there.
Yeah, and as you're saying, you may have a key. It's a matter of a key, isn't it?
Exactly.
Not to mention the key might be in the box that all the software came with. That's true.
That's very true.
Worst case, if you've got your receipt, go up there or call them and see if you can do something, because that'll save you about $150.
$119 for home.
Yeah, for home. Okay, Sam, thanks so much for calling. And I'm sorry, somebody had called earlier on and said, what do I do if I didn't get it in time? Well,
you know, they don't put those key stickers on the bottom of the product anymore, do they?
No. Okay. Nope. No.
Yeah, it's, you know, people don't have to upgrade, and a lot of businesses aren't upgrading because they have to pay it for it anyway. They don't get it free. And if you miss the free window, then if you really want it, and there's some reason to pay for it, right? Well, I mean, we always used to have to pay for it. This was free, and this was unusual.
So here's something that's fun, guys. So as of early July, when I was at the Microsoft Worldwide Partner Conference, Windows is truly becoming as a service. You can now buy Windows via subscription via partners now.
Yeah,
so that is huge.
And eventually, that's where it's all going.
Right? Yeah, I think ultimately it's going to be many, many, many years from now. But right now,
I don't know.
No, I think takeaway two is
going to be that
many
quick. We know how enterprise companies are. They're not going to want to move that fast. You know, they like it. I don't think Microsoft's going to go that fast.
I'm just thinking of industry going faster than that. If Microsoft can't keep up, then they'll go somewhere else, because most of us are starting to really look at desktop virtualization, right?
To me, yeah.
And if we do that, then we don't want an operating system. We want to buy a service.
Agreed, from that standpoint.
Okay, let's get to Bert, who's calling us from Vermilion, Ohio. Hi, Bert. What can we do for you?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I got a Windows 10, critical error, start menu, and Cortana aren't working. It says we'll try to fix it the next time you sign in, but it never happens. It's been happening about three days in a row right now I got basically a paperweight.
Ooh.
Well, one of the, I think early on with Windows 10, when Cortana and the Start menu didn't work, what happened is you had a corrupted user profile. So when you upgraded, you had a particular user profile. The quickest fix is to create a new user account on that computer if you can get to the, you know, Windows. So
control panel.
Yeah, if you can get to the control panel at all.
And he can't log in, so how can he boot up?
He didn't say he couldn't log in. He said he didn't have a Start menu and he didn't have Cortana.
Everything is frozen on the screen.
Okay.
Is there such thing as a safe mode?
I'm looking at that now.
Yeah, but can he get into safe mode, right?
Yeah, it looks like that's going to be the best bet. That's what I'm seeing is that the fix is to get into safe mode once. It'll boot properly, kind of fix itself, and then you should be okay for a little bit. And I think there's a pending patch.
Yeah. How does Bert get into safe mode?
Well, you have to create. This is how I do it because there is no quick key because he can't get to the interface. You have to use the Windows 7, 8, or 10 bootable USB drive or bootable CD drive that you created. So I'm trying, you know, the emergency recovery CD.
Mm. Did you create one of those, Bert?
I tried to one time, and I put in the first DVD, and it came out, and it says it didn't take, you know, it didn't burn.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you on hold.
Yep, he could borrow anyone's that has one of those and put it into his computer.
All right, we're going to put you on hold, Bert, and see if we can help you a little bit after this quick break, all right? You're listening to The Internet Advisor, 800-859-0957. It's The Internet Advisor, and once again, thanks to the guy who's juggling grenades behind the glass. Mike Stetz is our engineer and our producer today, so thank you for your patience as we line up your calls. And we'll be getting to folks like Chuck from Brighton and Tom from Plymouth and Jim from Detroit. All that coming up in just a moment here.
Hey, boss.
Yes, sir.
I just thought about something.
Yes, sir.
Oh, just a little tiny tidbit. It's no big deal like with the Windows 10 type thing. But in the past week, if you've noticed on your iOS devices, there's been an update that was released. It's a minor update, but it's a good one to download and put on your machine. And it's version 9.3.3.
Yep.
And that's for your iPhones and your iPads. Go ahead and download it. It does some minor bug fixes and a couple of security fixes, and it makes it. It doesn't seem to impact it bad in any way.
Yep. That's for those of you who have iPhones and iPads. That's a fix for your devices. It's iOS 9.3.3. If you want to check and make sure, just look at your preferences and make sure that that's what you got.
Yep. Ed. So I talked to Bert in the commercial break and even during portion of this half, and Bert basically, and thanks to Justin for this, because Windows does not have a safe mode anymore. But what it does have, it has the system repair disk or system recovery partition on there. Mm-hmm. And that allows you to troubleshoot startup. And how you get to that on most computers is that when you power up, you can hold the shift key down when you depress the power button.
Okay.
Or when you power up, you can hold the Windows key R, and that should force that window so that you can troubleshoot, perform a system Windows startup repair or a system, a system restore from a previous date and time.
That's right. Yeah.
And but the Bert had three other computers at home running Windows 10. So if those two options don't work, he can use those to create a bootable flash drive.
Excellent.
And create a system recovery flash drive. And then hopefully repair his computer.
Okay, but the boot up option you're talking about is, in other words, when you shut it down, then you start it up again, you hold down the Windows button.
Well, you can hold the shift key, right, Justin? Was that it?
Yep, the shift key, and then you hit the power icon, so kind of, you know, the former start button, and then restart, and that triggers you to go into the Windows recovery environment.
Okay, but in this instance, Bert didn't even have that environment, so he's going to have to carry the USB, because it doesn't even come up.
And he can do that, as you said, with another machine.
Yeah, he can create
it. You can create it anywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, I've used a Windows 8 and a Windows 7 system recovery and used it on a Windows 10 system, and it worked.
Now, what was the Windows R key all about again?
Same.
Okay.
No, that'll take you into that repair function.
That's amazing. I've seen it somewhere before.
It's interesting. Oh. Safe mode isn't around anymore. All right, let's go to Tom in Plymouth. Tom, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Well, I've got about a three-year-old laptop running Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
I've used it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. About a month ago, I ran into a problem where I can connect to Wi-Fi, but when I press enter, I can't connect to any sites. And I think it might have something to do with, I ran a program. I have free Windows registry repair.
Mm-hmm.
It happened after I did that, and I tried to restore that through the program, and I tried to system restore, and I still can't.
Still not connecting. Wireless isn't working. But have you got the ability to hardwire, and does the regular network adapter work?
I haven't tried that.
Okay.
You know what he means by hardwire?
Yes.
Okay.
You plug the cable into the back of your computer and then into the router. Okay.
Okay. So you
I've never done that on this computer.
Oh, you never did that on a computer. So you can use the wireless navigation tool to discover your wireless network and connect to it.
It shows I'm connected.
Shows you're connected. Have you rebooted your wireless router in the last, in a while? Is it?
I don't have internet at home. I've done this at the library.
Oh, at the library. I see.
I tried two different libraries, too.
Oh, okay. So it's definitely with your computer.
Yeah. One of the things you might want to do is you go into the control panel, go to the device manager, and find the wireless driver in there.
Right.
Delete that driver, shut your computer down, and it'll automatically reload the driver back onto the machine, and then see whether or not you can get connectivity.
Yeah, a simple way of doing that is hitting this, another way of doing that.
Yep.
He's going into Device Manager, so Start Device Manager. So you select Start Search, and then in the search bar you type in Device Manager, and that'll bring up Windows Device Manager interface. What you'll do is you'll see all the individual components on your computer. Mouse, monitor, batteries, whatever. Underneath the network adapters, you will see your wireless network adapter, and this is where you can actually select your Intel Centrino Advanced N6230 or whatever it is, Wi-Fi adapter. It'll usually says wireless adapter of some type. And then you can, like Cal said, you can just delete it or right-mouse click and remove it. And when you do that, you're removing Windows' definition of that hardware, which removes the software drivers. And when you shut down and restart, Windows comes back up and will reload that software.
Right.
And that usually, when I have a really strange Wi-Fi problem, that usually takes care of it. And if you were using a registry cleaner, that might fix this problem because it reloads the software.
That's one of the problems with it. Justin?
Yeah, one quick question, though. So you're saying that you can see the wireless networks and you can't, can you connect to them and then nothing loads? Is that what was going on?
Right.
Yeah. So
when I pressed, bookmark a site and get the address up, press enter, and I just can't connect.
And then in the bottom right, though, when you see it, when you're connecting to it, it shows connected to that wireless network?
Yes, but I can't connect to an internet site.
Something tells me it might have messed up with the DNS settings
on that may PC. Have
so,
oh, that's true.
Because if he's able to connect to the wireless network, then the device itself might not be wrong with the Wi-Fi, the wireless adapter. It sounds like it might have done something with the registry regarding DNS, and that's a little bit more fun.
So in that particular case, could he go into Internet Explorer, go into Internet Options, and then just say reset the browser back to factory?
I would recommend that. Yeah, so what internet browser are you using?
Firefox.
Firefox, so yeah, I would go into, I haven't used Firefox in a little bit, but I know you can go in and reset it, and it might have changed some of the settings within that. I don't know if you've tried Internet Explorer to see if it works in that web browser. That might.
Yeah, I've tried that. It doesn't work.
Yeah, it's probably something specific with the DNS.
Yeah, and you know what? If you delete the other network adapters in there as well, then what happens is that Windows reloads TCP/IP for that wireless network adapter. That might take care of it for you, too.
Yep.
So that's why we use that as a fix-all when we do this. So you might want to delete your wired and wireless driver within the device manager.
Take a crack at that, Tom, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Let us know how it works for you. Thank you. By the way, sometimes we give advice like this, and people get back to us and say, hey, it worked, or it didn't work. Either case, it helps us when we pass on information to other people.
You know, I got to look at how to actually reload Windows, the TCP/IP and DNS settings in there. There's a reset tool that you at a command prompt. I just don't know it off the top of my head.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's go back now to Chuck, who is calling us from Brighton. Hi, Chuck. How you doing?
Well, I've been better. How are you?
Okay. Thank you. What can we do for you?
Okay, here's the problem. I've been trying for 2 months. I didn't wait for the last day.
Okay.
Every time the little Windows 10 thing would pop up and said, you want to download it? You want to install it? And I'd say yes. And the little mouse would chase itself around in a corner, and then the window would pop up and says, you have no updates for this computer.
So you've tried to do it on time, but have not been able to successfully download it. What options does he have now?
That's a tough one. That's a tough one because the way I understood how it works is that when you go to basically redeem that Windows 10 voucher, you go in, you have to go into the Windows Store and basically redeem that voucher for Windows 10, and then you actually go through the update process. So without having the ability to do that inside the store, that window lapsed, and it's going to be a little tricky.
You mentioned going to the Windows Store. He's not too far from Ann Arbor, and
I think he meant the Windows 8.0 store.
Oh, the online store.
You could have gone into Windows 8 or 8.1 and gone to the store and got it there and redeemed.
No, I have Windows 7.
But you had Windows 7,
Then it's definitely a different scenario.
Yeah, we had several callers last week, and too bad you weren't listening, but because they ran into an issue with this, and what I recommended is on these failed updates, you go to the Microsoft. You went to Microsoft.com/Windows. You had to use Internet Explorer. If you used Firefox, you didn't see this. I don't know why.
Oh.
But, I'm sorry. If I did this on a Linux system and you don't see it, because, of course, you can't upgrade. Mm-hmm. But you, if you scroll down, you can actually have the ability to the USB creation tool. So you download the USB creation tool. It downloads a whole fresh copy of Windows and puts it on the flash drive for you, and it would have eliminated a lot of these download problems.
I wondered, Justin, does this sound like it? If he has had this reminder on his computer, in other words, did it give him some kind of a certificate or a... a number that Microsoft would recognize?
You are 3,561st person.
Yeah, I'm wondering if Chuck still has a chance to...
Well, you know what? He can download it this way still, and he'll find out in a couple days because you have it.
What?
Hold on. We'll describe it again after the commercial break.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on hold.
Because you have 30 days to register and either purchase it or uninstall it still.
Hmm. And he still might be able to install it then. And it would recognize the number that he had been given. We'll check that out when we come back. I want to take a moment to thank Justin Coffey, who's been with us in studio here. He is the Microsoft Solutions Manager at Red Level Cloud Consulting, and that's based in Novi, right?
Correct. Yeah, we're in Novi, Michigan.
Congratulations, by the way, on moving up to that. Well, last time we talked to you, you were working with a couple other companies, but now you have moved up, and you folks, again, I understand, are prize winners when it comes to Microsoft.
Yeah, so we are very fortunate and humbled to be the third consecutive in a year, by the way, Microsoft Partner of the Year for our four-state district that we work in. So Michigan, Ohio, Kentucky, Tennessee. So someone at Microsoft thinks we're doing a good job.
It's wonderful. Congratulations on that. Thank you very much for stopping by and helping us. We've been talking with him about the update that's coming. By the way, Tuesday is the day, August the 2nd. If you have Windows 10, there's the first anniversary of Windows 10. There's a full update coming. I thought 3 gigabytes that I hear is like, it's a pretty big one.
It's going to be decent because, again, there's hundreds, and some people speculate even in the low thousands of little tweaks and fixes and all
that. About 20 minutes, apparently, to get it down and install. That's why we're seeing one estimate.
Okay. Well, I was just going to provide the Microsoft store and customer service telephone number for one of the guests that I just spoke to.
Okay.
Microsoft's telephone number is 877-696-7786.
7786, and that's for?
That's for Microsoft Store and customer service.
Now
this person was having difficulty downloading it and installing it. He had several systems.
Yeah.
Only one of the systems failed over and over and over and over again. And he's upset.
Sure.
Because he said, I still wanted my free copy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And
I said, let me give you Microsoft's number.
Very good.
When you say store, you're not talking about the brick and mortar store. You're talking about the virtual store.
Yeah, the virtual store.
Okay. Right. I wonder if he could go to the brick and mortar store and talk to him.
Justin, do you think it could do that?
You know what? I'd recommend that because for anyone that's ever been to an Apple store, Microsoft has that same tech desk.
Yes.
And I'm sure they're still used to the rollover effect. I'm sure they've been given the heads up of, hey, this ended on Friday. We have the anniversary update. There's people that were probably running into issues. I don't know what Microsoft's official position is for their consumer customers on, the ones that had issues, but hopefully Microsoft's going to do the right thing.
Well, I certainly don't blame him for saying, I'm not going to pay $120 for something that I was trying to download for 2 weeks and couldn't do on this one particular machine.
You know, I'd go by the Microsoft brick and mortar store with my laptop and maybe a dozen donuts, and God only knows what you can get.
No, that's the police station. You're supposed to do
that. I'll take gummy bears instead.
Warheads. Warheads at the Microsoft store.
All right, let's get back out to our caller. So Justin, again, thank you for being with us. Jim from Detroit, how can we help you?
Hi, I got a problem. I start the computer, open up, go to Internet Explorer, and when I... doesn't necessarily have to be any certain thing. Either I go to my email, which is Comcast, or even if I just type something in the search bar, hit enter, and it just goes round and round and round. It won't open the page. If the email does pop and I hit an email, it won't open. Now, I can't even get out of that page unless I hit Control-Alt-Delete, go into Task Manager, go to Task Manager, end task, and then sometimes the next time I do it, it'll work fine.
What is the browser you're using? I'm sorry.
Internet Explorer, and it opens to Yahoo.
Yeah, and so I'm thinking, and I've had several people have this problem. Usually when I see this problem, it's a toolbar issue within Internet Explorer. The toolbar is not responding properly. So the quickest test to find out if it's is it the browser or is it your Internet service provider is try an alternate browser. But you might want to review what toolbars. More than likely, you got Yahoo's toolbar, right? So what I would do is temporarily go into Internet Explorer, and then I believe you select Tools, Manage Add-ons, and then you temporarily disable some of those toolbars you have. Like you may have the Yahoo toolbar. It's going to ask, do you wish to disable it or delete it? You just, I just want to disable it, okay? I'm doing some troubleshooting here, guys. So you just disable it and then launch and then see if it works. I mean, that's the first thing I would try.
Jim, do you have another browser on your computer besides...
I've got Google.
Okay, Chrome, right.
It seems to work better there. It doesn't work all the time, but it works better there.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so it does sound like the toolbar may be the issue, because with Chrome, I'm going to guess you're going to Google, to Yahoo as well, right? Yeah.
No, when I go to Google, I go to the Google page.
You go through the Google homepage.
Right, but what happens
if Comcast email where he's having the issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's not just a Comcast email. I mean, it's any place that I go. If any place I type in to open up a site, sometimes it'll open up right away. Sometimes it won't.
Right, but that first time until you end it, and then you restart it, and then it seems to be fine. See, what that tells me a lot of that times is, we got to get these ads to them. We got to get these ads to them. We got to get these ads to them. So, and ads come down, unfortunately, depending on your ISPs and how the web page is designed to be push down your throat first time before the rest of the content. So one of the things you can do is when you have the toolbar, that makes it even worse, because then everyone's in your pockets then. So what I usually do is change your homepage to something else temporarily. So go into Internet Explorer, change your homepage to something other than your Comcast or Yahoo website, and then see how it responds. Is it responding better? And then navigate back to your mail, and then it may respond normally.
All right.
Think about a pop-up blocker possibly.
Ad blocker is a great one.
Ad blockers are pretty good. Mm-hmm. But, and, you know, that's how they get their revenue. And, you know, I'm like, I don't care. I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I'm
paying. Not only do I get commercials on cable TV, where I was supposed to have no commercials in 1991 when I first got cable.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, remember commercial free? Well, now I got commercials on my cable, and I got commercials on my laptop. I'm just fed up.
They're everywhere. All right, Jim, thank you for giving us a call. Let's see if we can wrap this up with Ken, who's calling us from Shelby. Hi, Ken. How can we help you here on the Internet Advisor?
I tried to download Windows 10 probably a dozen times, and every time it failed. I tried shutting off the sleep mode for the thing, thinking maybe that's what kicked it off. But, you know, it'd go through the process, and you had to say okay, it agreed, and all this. And then it'd get to about, I think maybe once I saw it get to 72% on, you know, and then it would just go dead and wouldn't respond to anything.
Okay.
And I tried this beginning, you know, the week, and it may even be been before, but, you know, it shows a whole bunch of times, and it gives some kind of numbers, you know, failure.
Here's something
and
that you...
The machine is a gateway, you know, one of them that's got the hard drive and everything in the monitor.
Something you might want to do. What version of Windows do you have on that machine right now?
The 7. It's actually the Service Pack 1. It says 7.
Go into your Windows Update window and see if you have a file in there that says Upgrade to Windows 10 Patches Ready. If you find that in there, or you see one that says start installing the newest version of Windows now, you might have gotten lucky.
Yeah, it's had several different, you know, we've had this several years, and it's popped up, and I just didn't do it before until I heard that you should, you know.
Yeah, right.
Now, one thing I do want to think of, it is an all-in-one, and you'd probably see other prompts if this was happening, but it is something just to think about on an older all-in-one PC, is hard drive space. Because if it's not going, I've heard a lot of it gets up to 99% installs, but if it's only going to kind of weird things, it's just one of those items that I'd check just to make sure.
Right, and then disk check. So one of the things that happens is you can check your disk for disk errors, because a lot of times if you have a disk error, that's halting that huge download.
The other thing I've noticed is on the thing, it popped up an extra, the USB storage and USB memory card thing that shows on the control panel thing.
Ken, I'm going to suggest something to you, because we're running out of time right now. The theme music is running behind us. Do this for me. Would you please go to our homepage, internetadvisor.net, and when you get there, either hit the contact button or go to the bottom of our notes page, and there's a place where you can put in a comment. Put in the comment, put in the question you have, and send that off to us with your email address. And Ed and the rest of us will try to tackle that during the week and see if we can get some answers for you, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And this goes for anybody else, by the way. If during the week you run into a problem and you'd like to see if we can get some answers for you, that's the way to do it. In the meantime, on Sunday night, we'll be posting our podcast from this program. Until then, have a great weekend.